We will start the prayer first for Tikkun Azor. Ribbono Alamim v'Adonai Adonim Avrachamim v'Aslichot Miyadim. Anachnu lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu Ravotenu v'kedushah v'shtecha Torata. Shtecha Aviya. Shekavdanu l'Torotecha l'Avodot Avodot HaKadosh. Da'at Alochenu k'Zodot Torotecha. Hakedusha ma'anu ma'chayenu ma'asher asita imanu chesed gedol kadeh. Al ken anachnu mepilim l'Tachnu lefanecha. Shetimchol v'tislach l'kol chatotenu v'avotenu v'ali yehu avonotenu mavdilim b'neinu l'fanecha. Ken yi ratzon lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu v'lo avotenu. כולן את לבבינו לרתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב את זוננו אוזניך לברנו אלו, ותפתח לנו לבבות, לבבינו הערל בסודות תורתך, ולבדנו זה נחת רוח, לפני כתוב כזה כסא כבודך, כרך ניחוח, תציל לנו אור מקור נשמתנו, וכל בחירתנו של זאת, ושיתנוצצו נצרות עבדך הקדושים, אשר לדע גילית, דבריך אלה בעולם, זכותם, זכות אבותם, זכות תורתם, תמותם, תקדושתם, אמר לנו לבנן כאשר דברים אלה, וזכותם תאיר עננו, במה שאנו לומדים, כמר, נעים, זמורות ישראל. גן העיניי והביטה לפלות תורתך, כי אדון עיניי יתן חומה בפיו דעת ונאה לי רצון ופי, ועיגון לפניך, אדון עצור וגועלי.
Hi everybody, we continue with תיקוני הזוהר, we took some break, ראש השנה, כיפור, now we are in a few days before סוכות, so I'm in תיקון תלסר, alright, so we are continuing with תיקוני הזוהר, And this Tikkun HaZohar is called Ma'amar Asara Minei Negunim de Shevach David Malka. Mm-hmm. A different type of melody of King David in the book of Tehillim. So it's a Bereshit. In the word Bereshit, as we know, everything is about Bereshit in the Tikkun HaZohar. There is the word Ashre. Ashre. So what Ashre? What is the in Ashre? So it's a, I'm going to take first from Tikkun HaZohar, Matok Midvash, and then we shift to a brand one. So first, Matok Midvash. Bereshit Taman Ashre. Bemilat Bereshit is Milat Ashre. Vei Lashon Shevach V'Nigun V'Hu HaRishon Ma'asara Min Negunim Shel Bar Bayit B'Sefer Tehillim. So we know that Sefer Tehillim, the book of Psalm, start with the word Ashre. Ashre Ha'ish. Ashre Ha'ish. V'lefi Sod HaMilat Ashre, Shiyotiyot Rosh. Within the word Ashre, you have the letter Resh Aleph Shin, which is Rosh, which is Head. Rosh Yud, and it's, if you take Ashre, is Rosh Yud. Rosh Shel Yud, the head of the Yud, meaning, Romez Dala Keter, Shu Rosh La Chochma, which is Keter, because Yud is Keter, and it's Keter to Chochma. What does that mean, Keter Chochma? Usually we have the four letters of the Yud Kevavke, that's our Shagramatal, is Yud Kevavke. So it's Chochma, Binah, Zerapin, Malchut. So the Rosh for that is Keter. So Rosh Yud, Rosh Yud. עומד על הקטר שהוא ראש לחוכמה, נקראת יוד, דהוויה. מפרש, באיזה קטר מדברים? What type of קטר? What frame of reference of קטר? בזה קטר מדברים כאן. ודאי יהיו אשרי האיש. היינו, הקטר זה זער אנפין. We're talking about the קטר, the crown of the זער אנפין, הנקרא איש מלחמה, שהוא מקבלם באבא ואמא. We talk about זער אנפין, because this is, when we talk about God, is the God of fighting war, we don't talk about physical war, it's the Ze'er Anpin, call it Ish, that he receive all the energy, all whatever the fulfillment we can talk about, ve'aba ve'ima, from father and mother, וזה שנאמר ויהיו אקיה אשר אקיה, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu met God in the snake, in the burning bush, he asked him, who should I say, send me, the Bnei Israel, and God say, I will be whatever I will be, send it to you, But Eye Asher Eye. רוצה לומר, הבית שמות אקיה, הם אבא ואמא. So we'll say Eye ואיה, Eye one for Chochma, Eye one for Bina, or if you want, Eye one for Abba, and Eye two for Ima. So what is the Milat Asher? Because the Torah just, not just writing words for, to make the connotation make better. What does the word Asher mean? שבנם היא מילת ראש. Eye Asher Eye, meaning Eke and Rosh. Asher is the same letter as Rosh, head. Shu haketer b'chol makom, which is the crown in every place. V'haketer da'atzilut, and is the crown of the world of emanation. Shehu arich anpin, that we call it arich anpin. Arich anpin, and then Abba v'ima. U resha lekol reishin, is the head to all the head. Aynu rosh ta'abba v'ima, shem gam ken nikraim rashim legabe zachar v'nukva. So this is The pasuk that they bring from Tehillim, Asher ha'ish, Asher lo alach be'atzat resha'im. Now, I'm going to move the, I don't get confused here. Okay. So now, we're going to the explanation of Rav Brandon. Bebilat bereshit yesh ashre bat. Rav Brandon say, the word ashre, if you take the word bereshit, it's ashre, like it said before, bat, the daughter. What does that mean? Yesh ashre bat, וזהו מה שנאמר ashre ha'ish, והוא אקה אשר יהיה, like we said before, ראש לכל הראשי, והיינו בינה. What is that head? It's a dead head we're talking about is Bina, the Arich Anpin, שיצא מחוץ לראש Arich Anpin, ולסת לכתר כל פרצוף העולם הצילות. Tell us, Rav Brandon, when we talk about the Keter here, it's not a regular Keter, the frame of reference of Keter of Keter, we're talking about Bina, of Arich Anpin, of the system called Arich Anpin, that came out, and when it came out, it became the head, okay, or become the Keter, to all the system in the world of emanation called Atzilut. Ve'alea ne'emar, Roshech alayich ha'karmel, and for that head of Bina, it say, Roshech alayich ha'karmel, your head on you, like the mountain Carmel in Haifa. Notrikan, kar male kol tuv, en chokma ve'en chasadim. And what does that mean? Carmel, what is Carmel? Why did you choose this specific mountain? You can choose any other mountain. Why Carmel? Because Carmel is come from the word kar. Kar means a pillow. Male kol tuv. A pillow full with everything. En chokma ve'en chasadim. What does that mean when something is full with every good thing? Meaning also light of wisdom and also light of mercy. Ve'ze tfilin shel rosh. Ve'delat rosh kar gaman ze tfilin shel yad. So when it said, the pasuk said, Roshech Karmel, he's talking about the tefillin you put on your head. And when the pasuk continue, when the verse continue, Kargaman, when it say that you are like Argaman, Argaman is like some opinion purple, some people Bordeaux or red, Argaman, and that tefillin shel yad. That tefillin shel yad is the tefillin of their, you put on your left hand. Ubo, klomar be'elu amochin, meshabchim et abat. And through those lights, Rav Brandon, we are praise the daughter, because remember, Bereshit is built here from Ashre and Bat. Shia Malchut, which is the Malchut, Be'ashre. Be'ashre ki Asheruni Banot. And Rav Brandon say, the similar verse, that Asheruni Banot, the girls were okay me, not okay, maybe a better word, Le'asher, validate, to create a validation to me. So now, Rav Brandon going to a deeper part, and let's do the best we can to understand it. Pirush. Atikunim, ממשיך לבאר את המוחין לחוכמה. Atikunim, the book of Tikunim, the Tikuni Azor, explain more about what is this fulfillment of light of wisdom mean. The חוכמה של לב בית נתיבות. Because we're talking about לב בית נתיבות חוכמה, like it's written in ספר יצירה, in the book of formation, 32 of path of wisdom. But what does that mean? Aner Mazim, we find it in a hint, as we saw in the last video, Belibat Esh, that God revealed himself in a core of fire within the burning bush. But Belibat Esh, Lev Bat, the heart of a daughter. Lev, heart. But what does that mean? Ze'er Anpin, Mamshich Min HaBina, Ze'er Anpin, is drawing light from Bina, Aledem Mayit Nukvim Sheyesh LaBina, Kesher Im Ze'er Anpin, the connection that Ze'er Anpin have with Bina, and he drew from Bina, עוד מן הסדר של עשר ספירות דאור ישר, שכדי להציל את זרנפין, דאור ישר הפסיקה בינה את האחוריים של המנחומה. זרנפין is bringing some type of light to מלכות, we're going to study it in a second. But how we get that light? Because it say, בינה הפסיקה את האחוריים, she stopped her אחוריים. אחוריים, because you can receive from the back, you can receive from the front. From the back, אחוריים, there is no כלי, there is less of desire. From the front, there is a desire. So when בינה stopped, receiving light of wisdom from Chokhmah, okay? Sorry. So she can be able to shine the light of Chassadim to Ze'er Anpin. והמשכה זו דערת חוכמה בחסדים נבחן לזה'ר אנפין, דאור ישר. So when Bina give the אור ישר, the direct light that she, no, when Bina giving the אור דה חוכמה to Ze'er Anpin, even most of the Arampin is mostly Orde Chassadim, it's considered Or Yashar direct light. Let's understand it more. ולכן בכל פעם שזה Arampin עולה למים נוגבים לבינה, Every time Zeir and Pin go up to Bina, מתעורר בבינה קשר זה שבאור ישר, והיא מפסקת האחוריים שלה מחוכמה. Every time Zeir and Pin go to Bina, automatically האחוריים to חוכמה is been blocked, is been stopped. והיא מתאחדת עם החוכמה, and through that she become unity with Chokhmah, כדי להשפיע הרת חוכמה לזה רפין, for the purpose of taking light of wisdom that coming from חוכמה into the Eran Pin. וחוכמה זו המחודש על ידי עליית זכן ולקובה לבינה, לפחד לחוכמה דלמד בית נתיבות. That type of light, that type of light of wisdom, is happening when זכן ונקבה going up to בינה, and we call that specific thing 32 path of wisdom. שאין זו בחינת חוכמה ממש, because it's not really wisdom. It's not really the light of wisdom when you go in there. It's only 32 part of wisdom that go in by combination of Bina, Panim, Lepanim, and Chokhmah. That's how you create it as it goes to Zeir and Pin, as it goes to Malchut. She'en zot b'chinat Chokhmah ma'ash d'or yashar, ela Bina d'or yashar she'chadra liyot Chokhmah mikoach ibura shel Zachar v'Nekevah. So this Bina, it's a, and this or yashar, what is that? Ela Bina d'or yashar she'chadra liyot Chokhmah. Bina, the direct light that becoming Chokhmah. Why? Because the Eran Pin Malchut becoming almost she become pregnant with them. Vesh Chokhmah zu the Lamed Bet Netivot Eser Sfirot. And that Chokhmah that drive through Bina is 32 paths of 10 Sefirot. Gimel Rishonot Vezayin Tachtonot. And those 10 Sefirot divided to upper 3, lower 7. שהם חוכמה ובינה וחסד וגבורה. And those ספירות that shining from בינה and divided to upper 3 and lower 7, I divided to חוכמה ובינה וחסדים וגבורות. כי בינה ששם לחוכמה, הרי יש חוכמה ובינה. When בינה went back to חוכמה, you have now חוכמה ובינה. וזה רנפין לבחינת החסדים. זה רנפין is the חסדים, שבקומה מקבלת הרת החוכמה. So זה רנפין is the חסדים, but it's receiving the light of wisdom. ונוגמת זה רנפין, לנוקבה of זה רנפין, היא הנוסעת את המסכים של הנסע, זה מוגדר כה. She is the one who carry all the curtain that through that we make in what we call binding by striking, או זיווג דעקה. והיא נבחד לגבורה שבקומה. And she considered the גבורות. So זה רנפין carry the חסנים. The נוקבה of זה רנפין carry the גבורות. ולכן הם נבחרים לגיבל חלוקות. So there is three division. First, הם האורות. The light. What is the light? היינו מבינה ששווה לו חוכמה. בינה went back to חוכמה, ונעשית לראש, and it become the head, בסוד אהיה אשר אהיה. We said it before, we said from the other, תיקוני זוהר. אקי אשר אהיה, the word אשר in between is ראש. והיינו אשר אותיות ראש. רשע, לכל ראשין, it become the head to all heads, לכל פרצופי אבא ואמא, וישראל סבא ותבונה, וזכה וכל הדעת צילות. What does that mean the head of all head? We know that the first, the פרצוף we're talking about here specifically, is Atzilut, the system is Atzilut, the universe of emanation, and you have Abba ve'ima, father and mother, Israel Saba u'tvuna, and Zachar ve'nekeva, the Atzilut, all of it the Atzilut. Ve'alayit ma'a roshach alayach ha'karmel, she'bisham nimshachim chokhmah v'chazdim, v'b'chanat ha'shoresh. And from there, we're bringing the mercy and the wisdom. Two types of light. How do we know that? It's a karmel. Karmel is kar, pillow, that has everything in there. By that tefillin the resha, and this is the tefillin that we put on our head, shem ha-mochin, which is the lights. Second understanding, uzer al-pin, shu ikar ha-noseh, l'chumah de-la-bet-bet, t'ivot. Second understanding, the main idea is to pass those lights into the ran-pin, because he's the carrier of that chokhmah that has 32 path. Shehu ha-machzir bina le-chokhmah, he is the one, because of him, he is the cause that bina go back to chokhmah. Because Bina will not go back to Chokhmah face to face to get the light of wisdom. She doesn't need it. Chafetzat chesed. She's only what chesed. Why she need to go? She need to go for Zeir and Pin. V'ikara mekabel otah ki Bina atzma ena tzricha Chokhmah. He said. Because Bina doesn't need the light of wisdom. She does it only as a favor for Zeir and Pin. Say, third understanding, hi b'chinat ha-malchut, is the aspect of Malchut. Besod v'eldalat roshach ga'argaban dat filin deyad. And the pasuk after he's talking about Karmel, he's talking about the dalat roshach ha-gaman, and the part of your head is look like red or purple, like it's about the tefillin you put on your hand, on your left hand. She banat ha-masachim shela neglet kol ha-koma hazo. And this is all about the curtain, because on Malchut you have the curtain. And the tefillin is all about creating curtain, restriction. ומשבחין לבד באי אשרה. And that girl would say אשרה. Good for us. כי זולתה אין שום קומה נגלית לה. Because without מלכות, you cannot reveal anything else. ההוד הדכתיב, באשראי, כי אשרוני בנות. The girls validate me. For the word אשר. אשרוני is validation, but it's also been אשר. Like ראש, the same letter is ראש. הנאמר על המלכות הזו, שעליה נגלים למדבט נתיבות חוכמה. Because through that מלכות, the 32 path of wisdom is being revealed. שואל, מי זוכה להיכנס שם? Who is the one who merit to go there to that type of level? מי זוכה להיכנס שם? יצא, כלומר שמעשיו הטובים יעלו למים נוקבים שעל ידי התגלו במוחיניים, is a person that is good action, he has good action, and through his action, all of his action go up and reveal those light. ומשיב האיש אשר לא הלך ויצאת רשעים. What is the person that revealed that? So we know from the book of Tehillim, from the book of Psalm, אשרי האיש אשר לא הלך בעצת רשעים, שהיא עצה רעה מצד הדעת טוב ורע. What is that עצת רשעים? עצת רשעים means advice of negative people. What is the advice of negative people? Tree of knowledge, good and bad. להמשיך אור החוכמה ממעלה למטה. What is the idea of the distinct the tree of knowledge, good and bad? Is to draw light from above to below, which is light of wisdom. שהוא חטא עץ הדעת, which is the old sin of tree of knowledge. ובדרך התאים לא עמד, and the pasuk of Tehillim, those of you know Tehillim by heart, ובדרך התאים לא עמד, in the path of sin, he didn't stand, שואל, מהי דרך התאים? What is the path of sin? ומשיב האיש שנאמר בה, כן דרך אישה מנאפת אכלה ומחתה פיה. We know that King Solomon talk in a different section, you know, about a woman that noefet, a woman who is cheating on her husband, it's a, שנאמר בה, כן דרך אישה מנאפת, אכלה ומחתה פיה. She eat and then she wipe her mouth. That's what you say about אישה מנאפת. היינו נוקבה של הקליפה. The female aspect of the קליפה נקראת אשת זדונים. We call it a woman of prostitution. ומושב לצים לא ישב. And he continue, it's amazing, the תיקוני הזו totally explain the תהילים. And it's a, in the place of people who jokers, he doesn't sit with all those people who tell jokes and jokes. לא ישב. What does that mean? He didn't go to the place where people jokes. שואל, מהו מושב לצים? What is that place that people tell joke? ומשיב זוהי, למד יוד, למד יוד, תף, אימם. This is למד יוד. I cannot say her name. למד, L-I-L-I-E-T-E. אימם של הערב רב. She is the mother of the population called ערב רב, the mixed multitude. So it's a human being actually. There is a human being called ערב רב. Their mission in life is just to create chaos. It's a human being. To create hatred, to create jealousy, to create war. They have a mission here. She is betama kenida. Because she is always staying nida. במושבה וכן הערב רב. ותמים במושבה כנידה לצדיקים השווה ביניהם. And the mission of the ערב רב is to become like nida to the righteous people. That's the mission. If you go next to them, you become tameh. You can help yourself. They're going to come and take all the energy that you have.